It was very close this afternoon.
Sir?
They almost broke. I could feel them breaking. I thought for a moment. I saw our flags go up the hill. I almost thought.
Longstreet said,
It wasn't that close.
But Lee's eyes were gazing by him at a vision of victory. Longstreet said nothing. He rubbed his mouth.
Lee, eyes strange, so dark and soft.
Longstreet could say nothing. In the presence of the commander, the right words would not come.
Lee said, The attacks were not coordinated. I don't know why. We shall see. But we almost did it this day. I could see an open road to Washington. He closed his eyes, rubbed them.
Longstreet felt an extraordinary confusion. He had a moment without confidence, windblown and blasted, vacant as an exploded shell. There was a grandness in Lee that shattered him, silenced him. You could not preach caution here, not to that face. And then the moment passed, and a small rage bloomed, not at Lee, but at Longstreet himself. He started to try to speak, but Lee said, It was reported that General Barksdale was killed.
Yes, sir.
And General Sims.
Sir.
And how is it with General Hood?
I think he'll live. I've just come from him.
Praise God. We could not spare General Hood. He was gazing again into nowhere. After a moment, he said, almost plaintively, I've lost Dorsey Pender.
Yes, Longstreet said. One by one, down the dark road. Don't think on that now.
Lee said, He would have made a corps commander, I think.
The old man sat, looking half asleep. Longstreet said stiffly,
Sir, there are three Union corps dug in on the high ground in front of me.
Lee nodded.
After a moment, he said, So very close. I believe one more push.
A burst of shouting outside. The band had come closer.
Longstreet said, Today I lost almost half my strength.
And felt like a traitor for saying it. The truth, the granite truth. Felt a smallness, a rage.
Lee nodded but did not seem to hear.
Longstreet pushed on.
The way to the right is still open, sir.
Lee looked up slowly, focused, slowly smiled, put out a hand, touched Longstreet's arm. Let me think, General.
We have enough artillery for one more good fight. One more.
I know. Lee took a breath, sat up. Let me think on it. But, General, I'm very glad to see you well.
Taylor pushed in again. Longstreet reached out, gripped the young man in a metal clasp.
General Lee needs his rest. I want you to keep some of these people away.
Taylor drew back in frosty reproach, as if Longstreet's hand smelled badly of fish. Longstreet felt the coming of a serious rage. But Lee smiled, reached out for the papers in Taylor's hand.
A few more moments, General, then I'll send them off. Now, what have we here?
Longstreet backed off. The white head bent down over the papers. Longstreet stood there. All his life he had taken orders, and he knew the necessity for command, and the old man in front of him was the finest commander he had ever known. Longstreet looked around at the faces.
The gentlemen were chatting, telling lively, funny stories.
Out in the smoky night, a band was mounting another song.
Too many people. Too much noise.
He backed out the door.
Come back later. In the night, later, when the old man is alone. We will have to talk.